USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A top White House coronavirus official says it's still too difficult to schedule an appointment for a vaccine in many areas. White House COVID-19 Response Coordinator Jeff Zients made the statement Monday during a press briefing. But the major issue is still the supply of vaccines, even with Johnson & Johnson beginning to ship their recently approved shot. Former Vermont Health Commissioner Dr. Paul Jarrus tells CBS News that having enough people to administer the shots is just as important as having a good scheduling system.
There's a lesson to be learned here, and unfortunately learned again, as we did in H1N1 in prior episodes, and that is we invest so many resources in the vaccine development, and we seem to forget that vaccines don't give themselves. We need to also, early in a pandemic, invest in educating the public, gaining acceptance, but very importantly, our public health system, so that they can administer the vaccines as they're produced.
This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The battle over a COVID relief package heads to the Senate this week. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The Senate will take up a close to $2 trillion stimulus bill this week after passage by the House early Saturday.
Comprehensive legislation that will help us crush the virus, recover our economy, and get life back to normal.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York opening the Senate on Monday. Many, if not all, Republicans are a no vote on the new bill. Republican Senator from Arkansas, Tom Cotton, saying,
"The one reason I think Joe Biden thinks there's no time to waste is that Democrats can see cases have plummeted since early January. They can see that we now have 3 effective vaccines and vaccination rates are surging. So I think they're worried they won't have the coronavirus as an excuse to pay off all of their clients and patrons in a $1.9 trillion blowout bill."
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And this is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The Senate will take up a $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill this week after the measure passed the House along party lines. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said Monday that the bill could come before the Senate as soon as this Wednesday. Representative Steve Scalise says the bill is doing long-term damage to the nation's kids. The Louisiana Republican tells Newsmax TV that the vast majority of the money in the bill to reopen schools can't even be spent until next year.
And I think it's not lost on people that it was done at 2 in the morning. If this was a bill you were proud of, wouldn't you have brought it by, you know, in the middle of the day at noon? You could have everybody watch it and see how great it's going to be. Every relief package we passed under President Trump was heavily bipartisan and was focused on helping families, helping small businesses, helping get states open, helping get schools open. This bill does very little of that. In fact, 95% of all the money going to schools, over $130 billion for schools, 95% of it can't even be spent this year. You know, if you like the idea of keeping your kids at home and virtually teaching them, you're going to be doing that for a few more years under this bill. It's crazy policy, and it's wrecking the future of kids. It's really doing long-term devastation to kids.
And with the NCAA Men's Division I basketball tournament being moved to a single location, another postseason tournament is following suit. The National Invitation Tournament announced Monday that it will hold its entire event in the Dallas-Fort Worth area when it begins later this month. The tournament will also downsize its field, shrinking to 16 teams from the usual 32. The semifinals and championship game have traditionally been held at Madison Square Garden in New York City. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.